Random House Audio presents The Face by Dean Koontz, read for you by Dylan Baker. The civilized human spirit cannot get rid of a feeling of the uncanny. Dr. Faustus Thomas Mann. Chapter 1. After the apple had been cut in half, the halves had been sewn together with coarse black thread. 10 bold stitches were uniformly spaced. Each knot had been tied with a surgeon's precision. The variety of apple, a red delicious, might have significance, considering that these messages had been delivered in the form of objects and images, never in words. Every detail might refine the sender's meaning, as adjectives and punctuation refined prose. More likely, however, this apple had been selected because it wasn't ripe. Softer flesh would have crumbled even if the needle had been used with care, and if each stitch had been gently cinched. Awaiting further examination, the apple stood on the desk in Ethan Truman's study. The black box in which the apple had been packed also stood on the desk, bristling with shredded black tissue paper. The box had already yielded what clues it contained. None. Here in the west wing of the mansion, Ethan's ground floor apartment was comprised of this study, a bedroom, a bathroom, and a kitchen. Tall French windows provided a clear view of nothing real. The previous occupant would have called the study a living room and would have furnished the space accordingly. Ethan did too little living to devote an entire room to it. With a digital camera, he had photographed the black box before opening it. He had also taken